106 Jack FM Hertfordshire News.
We're proposing to extend this building at Campus East to accommodate our housing trust staff who at the moment are housed in Bridge Road East. There's about 140 staff that we need to accommodate here because the lease at Bridge Road comes to a close in 2015, December. So we need to extend this building, hopefully by the middle of 2015, so that we can accommodate that staff. One of the reasons we've decided to extend this building to accommodate them is at the moment they pay a huge amount of rent for Bridge Road East. That lease is coming to an end. So now they can come here, and obviously the rent they pay is paid by the housing revenue account, and it's paid to accommodate their staff. So they will then pay it to the council, which will then be used in the general fund, probably to pay back any loan we have to take to extend this building. We've been tied into this lease at Bridge Road for such a long time, and it has cost it does cost the council something like £200,000 a year, which we feel can be far better used in extending our premises here, and also will enable us to save the residents the money. One of the problems I've got with this circular that the Wellingarn City Society have sent round is that they're using an illustration that they objected to right at the very beginning. It was one of the first illustrations they saw. And after we went over and we consulted with them, with our architect, we made alterations to the actual visual part of the building, and they were very pleased with those alterations. They told us that they were in a great improvement. However, we met with them on the 25th, and when they went out to start their campaign on the Saturday following, they immediately went straight back to the original illustration, which we'd already told them that we wasn't going to use. And they also, you know, said some rather unfortunate things. They said that we couldn't accommodate the 140 people that we need to. Completely untrue. They also said that this building was part of the estate management scheme. Completely untrue. And they knew, if they'd used their facts, they knew all these things were completely untrue and unfair, and certainly giving the wrong impression of what the council's trying to do. They also said that the rest of the councillors weren't informed. In actual fact, the whole scheme was the brainchild of a cross-party project group. Every major councillor, every councillor was very, very much aware of what the scheme was going to look like and how it was going to progress. They also said that we were, things like we were going to overcharge the rent. What we're actually going to charge the HRA is slightly below market rents. So there's no question of us sort of profiteering or doing anything that cannot be criticised, to be quite honest. I'm quite upset about this particular circular, as are the members of the council. It criticised the council. Rather than criticising the planning application, it actually criticised the council and the way it runs, which I find difficult to cope with and insulting, really. As soon as it had gone to the all-party group, it was then published in the newspaper. The design was published in the newspaper. It was on our website for consultation. When we got the major objection from the Wellingarn City Society, the first thing we did was to look at the design and then consult with them and take them a revised design, which they then said was an improvement. So we went ahead with that design.